Want to make a difference in your community but not sure how? Go to GoFundMe.com right now and start a GoFundMe. Seriously. Your next fundraiser doesn't have to start in a school parking lot or a church basement. You can start a GoFundMe today in just minutes. Fundraise for yourself, a friend, or family member, or an organization. All that matters is that you care about them. GoFundMe is the trusted place to fundraise for what you care about. With no pressure to hit your fundraising goal, but tons of tools to help you reach it, you can confidently start fundraising right now. Whether it's creative, local, or critical, your cause matters. And there's a reason why GoFundMe is backed by millions and chosen by fundraisers everywhere. It works, and it matters. GoFundMe helps you make a real difference. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This is a commercial message brought to you by GoFundMe.
Welcome, everyone, to the Goddess Vibration Podcast. This is Allie.
And this is Tiara.
It's been a while since we touched on some esoteric, I feel like we go back and forth between, like, you know, real world problems to the esoteric, to the spiritual. And, you know, we just kind of go based on intuition, what we think people might find interesting, because we don't really know. But today we actually want to dive into spirit guides. And we have gone back and forth for actually like over a year about whether or not we want to do this, because we both have had individually, we've had very different experiences with our guides. But I've noticed in the new age and spiritual space, like, the topic of spiritual guides have been picking up. I know as the Great Awakening happens, I know as, you know, people are awakening, people are looking into this stuff, and there's a lot of imposter out there. We know that, but there's also some valuable information and some really interesting content. Mm. And I particularly came across a TikTok like two nights ago from today, recording of October 21st, because unfortunately we pre-record. And so sometimes when we're talking about things, it's like, it's not relevant because we post every other week, which we are hoping that we can go back to posting weekly. So hopefully there will be more content. So by the time that this posts, it will probably be like a month ago, even though I say in this episode 2 days ago. And she claims, this woman claims, that she helps her clients talk to her spirit guides. And she was just like, I want to go over some of the things that spirit guides really, really do not like. And I showed it to Tiara and she was like, this is really interesting. So it's like, guides are really interesting because guides do come and go. They come and go, and, you know, they will be there for you depending on where you are, whether or not you're asking for guidance. Some are just there always guiding you, whether you want guidance or not. And we thought that this was super interesting because the number one thing that, you know, she does this for a living. The number one thing that she noticed was that guides really don't like it when we lie. And lying is a really interesting phenomenon, because I know I'm working through this with Tiara right now. I was like, Tiara, you lie to yourself all the time. And she was like, no, like, how do I know if I'm lying to myself if I don't know, if I don't feel like I'm lying to myself? But guides can see straight through that, which is so crazy. And so it's this really interesting dynamic to kind of, because her guides have called her out and they were just like, Tiara needs to stop lying to herself. Like, we don't want to continue working with her because we're so sick of her lying to herself. And so I'll message her or get on the phone with her and I'm like, so according to your guides, you're lying to yourself. And she was like, what am I lying to myself?
Right.
Like, some people honestly just like don't know. Like, some people just don't have, like, people don't know, like, how do I know if I'm lying to myself? And it's a really interesting phenomenon.
It really, really is. And like, I think that when it comes to New Age, that there's just like one standalone belief around spirit guides. Like there are these people who are there to help you all the time and they never change and they're there your entire life. And
right.
Like, you know, blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, it's so much more complex than that. Like, and there's so much more to spirit guides than that. And I just love the idea and the notion of learning some of the things that guides don't like, because never come across anything like that. And I just thought it was so fascinating. Like, really? Like, they have a list of stuff that makes them insane, like, about the people they're guiding. I had no idea. But it makes sense. Like, you know, if you had mentees and you're trying to help them, I'm sure, like, at some point you would be like, all right, I'm trying to help you through these things. These are the things that I want you to stop doing. These are the things I want you to continue doing, which makes sense. So it does make sense at the end of the day. It's just fascinating because I haven't heard this anywhere else. And I will say that having done energy work and like Reiki and working with some of the other frequencies that I channel, I do also connect to guides of the person I'm working on. So usually their guides are their higher self. And I have come across a very specific set of themes when it comes to working on these people that the guides have concerns about. So there are like specific themes that I've noticed, but they're more tied to like the emotional and the mental layer and like some of the things that need to work through at that level versus some of the stuff that she's talking about where it's like, they don't like it when you lie. I never came across that in any of the work I was doing. I think there were some other things from that TikTok that the lady said the guides don't like, which is also super fascinating. So I'm really excited about this topic because I have a lot to say.
Yes, Tiara does have a lot to say. You know, what I've learned through my spirit team, and I've seen these sentiments on TikTok and on Reddit, not a whole lot of sentiment, but I have seen it where it's just, I think some people are just completely unaware that they even have a spirit team. Mm. Everyone has a spirit team. Maybe not everyone, but I'd say a very, very large majority of people have a spirit team. And spirit teams can be small, like, you know, two or three. And some spirit teams can be huge. Like I've seen some people have like 50 spirits on their spirit team. And so it like they range from like smaller groups of spirits to a larger group of spirit guides. And there's really like no consistency across the board. Like, I can't say that like every person has three guides. Every person, you know, it's like, because guides are there as you transition through your life. Guides will come and go because they specialize in certain things. Like, guides are not just like know-it-alls, like, you know, be all, know it all, and they can just guide you through whatever you're going through. No. Like, they each have their own specialty. Like, you know, some, especially like if you, let's look at a really well-known group, the Archangels. Like, Raphael, he is the healer of the group. You know, it's like Shamuel. He helps people who need focus on like self-love and, you know, loving relationships and like love for yourself. You know, it's like Gabriel, he is the messenger. So it's like even each of the archangels have like kind of like their own like specialty. Mm-hmm. And so it would be naive of you just to think like, oh, well, they know everything and, you know, they can just school me or help me with everything.
Mm. Yeah. And that was something that I also learned too more recently, that spirit guides each have specific specializations. Exactly. And like, back when I could channel, or should I say that? I don't know if I can say that. Back when I was channeling more consistently, I learned that one of the individuals on my team was a member of my soul family, but that he also specialized and that, like, I don't know how true this is, but this is something that came through to me, that on the etheric plane or like the etheric realm, wherever they hang out at, They apparently have like clubs and groups that are tied to different specializations that you're a guide in, and they like meet, and it's very similar to what we do here on Earth. Like, we have clubs and conferences about specific topics to be like better at certain things, and apparently that's a thing too in their energetic plane. And I was just like, holy moly, this is like a whole industry. It's like a whole industry. I just thought that was so fascinating, and I just kind of held that into my in the back of my mind, and I was like, this topic's gonna come up at some point again, and then I'll pull from it. But it's just, it's so fascinating how dynamic the spirit guides are and how dynamic the concept is, because there's so many layers to it. And it's just so, so fascinating to me, which is one of the reasons why I was so excited to talk about this topic.
You know, I have seen, I mean, in our own channelings, but I have also seen the sentiment like on social media. It's like, as is below, or as is above, so is below.
Yeah.
And so that wouldn't surprise me, because, you know, back in the earlier stages of when TR and I were deep, deep, deep into channeling, you know, it's like I learned, like, you know, they have councils, and I was like, well, we have councils here on Earth, and you know, there are people, you know, there are higher beings kind of help running things, as, you know, there are powerful people down here running things. And so the parallels between the two are, you know, uncanny. And so it wouldn't surprise me if guides were grouped together and specialized in specific needs. That's like, okay, we're gonna go try and help save Earth, which is completely on fire right now.
Right. I was like, oh my god, do you guys have like t-shirts and like memorabilia too? Like, wow. You have jackets.
Right. So I'm just saying, like, you know, and I've seen the sentiment like from lots of people who are deep into spirituality, you know, as of below, as of above, so is below. So I believe it.
I just, I wasn't sure if I was crazy in hearing that. I was like, really? Like, really? That's so interesting. Mental note. But yeah, so it's interesting because, you know, we were talking about some of the things that guides have said, and in some of the work I've done with the energy healing, I have come across a lot of guides who are just like so concerned about, I'm going to just use the term clients, they're the clients. And, you know, it's, I feel like the energy on the planet is at like a very critical phase where it's like, you know, people need to choose a direction and a path, right?
Absolutely.
And I think that there's concern that people like are sort of, a lot of people are sort of still in the middle, like they haven't tilted towards either direction. And I've just noticed that a lot of the guides are just like, man, like we really want them to like go this way. We want them to go this way, but they're not going that way. We don't know why they're not going that way. Like, but that's what we want. And then there's this kind of like a little bit of this concern for the clients. And I've seen that a couple times, like this deep concern about the path of the clients and that they haven't really taken that direction that is for their best and highest. But they're like, I don't know if it's just like people are delaying it or running from themselves, or I'm sure there's like a combination of different things, but I've seen that sentiment a lot from guides, just having that deep concern and like almost to the point of frustration where they're just like, oh my God, like we just want them to choose that path and go that way and like dig deeper and explore like further that hurt and that pain that's sitting there that they're not doing and we don't know why. And I'm just like, okay, well, I'll try to take this and communicate it the best I can, which is usually what I do. I'll just try to communicate the best I can. And I've done that to mixed results. Like a lot of the time they're just like, oh, that makes sense. I don't know. But I kind of get the impression that they're just not ready. Right. Like they're not sure. They're not ready. Like there was one gentleman who seemed to be in an exploratory phase and was unpacking some very interesting things to the point, like in our second session, I actually ended up releasing an entity attachment, which is so fascinating. I just think this is so fascinating stuff. And it was tied to like the throat chakra. And I was like, this is profound stuff. Like, you should definitely explore deeper here. Your higher self is saying he wants you to dig deeper into this repressed emotion that's there. There are different ways you can do that. We could even do like some tarot and stuff. And he just didn't pull the trigger on that. Like he just, I just don't know if he wasn't ready, if he was just too distracted, but he had like a direction and just didn't take it. And I've seen that a couple times too. So like if guides are getting like so concerned and like even to the point of frustration when it comes to working with their clients, like I get it, like I see it and I completely understand. So it's just it's very interesting, like with the interplay that's going on the planet right now, some of the sentiments that I'm seeing from spirit guides.
Oh, absolutely. I see it in my own clients too. And like, you know, when I'm working with new clients, their guides will come in and they'll just be like, yeah, you know, we've been like waiting for this moment. Like we've been waiting for them to like find you and book with you because, you know, because I do have the gift of channel, they're like, we want you to point them in a direction so they can look deeper and they can look into some of that trauma.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, not every person is receptive because it's jarring.
It is
jarring. And, you know, it's like no one wants to hear the negative aspects of yourself. It's not really the most pleasant and enjoyable experience. And that's just hard for people. But it's you have to have someone bring that awareness in. Mm. Or, I mean, how do you know to look at it?
Right.
How do you know it's there if you're completely ignorant and, you know, unblissfully aware that, you know, these things are even going on inside of you and how, you know, how it's blocking you and how it's stopping you from growing. And so, you know, like guides will come to me and be like, you know, I really want you to address this and, find it in a way that is try to find a way where it's like, not a huge blow and try to lessen the blow and just try to, you know, really finesse it where, you know, it's constructual criticism versus like being blunt and being like, your guides say you need to work on this and they're not happy with you.
Right. Right. And that's such a difficult interplay and balance, right? Because I don't want to like freak people out or leave them feeling jarred. And so like with a lot of them, I've taken very delicate approach. And I remember a gentleman I was working with that was I'm trying to figure out how to put this without. He was exchanging his energy often with women. And the guide was like, this is excessive, what he's doing, and we need him to change this. And it was so hard for me to like put it into words for what he needed because it was also a service that he was offering, right? And it was his livelihood. And I was just like, oh God, let me just figure out how to finesse this. And so I tried to in a way that was like, hey, the way you're exchanging energy with women is an issue. And I'm feeling this dense energy here in this area because of it. Your guides want you to re-examine this. And he was just like, well, what do you mean? And I was just like, dang it. So we eventually got
rocking a hard place.
I know. And I was just like, okay. Let's do some tarot. We'll do another session. We'll do Reiki with tarot. We'll go deeper into this and get definitive answers. And he never came back. And I know why he never came back, because he didn't want to look at that. So, yeah, it's such a delicate interplay. But, you know, it's the good fight. It's the good fight that we keep fighting and keep doing because we want to help. But we can only help people as much as they want to help themselves. And that's hard.
Absolutely.
It's so hard.
Absolutely. But you have to understand it's because, like, you know, not all guides are in physical form, right? And so it's like, you know, if you do have the gift of channel and if you do work with spirit guides, like, you know, it's like, people like Tiara and myself, it's like we're kind of, you know, that bridge that can kind of bridge that gap and like, you know, help people in a completely different way versus people who are unable to channel. You know, it's like everyone who's in the healing space has something to offer. Sometimes it's tangible, sometimes it's physical, sometimes it's like, you know, like therapy, like talk therapy. You know, it's like it's just not everyone has access to the higher self or to a guide. And so, you know, it's just we offer something different to the collective. And you know, it's more unique because not everyone has the same spiritual gifts or the same clair, not all the clairs are open. And it's just, you know, and so it's a whole different avenue towards the healing process. And, you know, it's just, it's really interesting working with guides because Tiara and I have worked with enough guides through our clients that we're just like, you know, there are a lot of similarities where guides are kind of are on the same page when it comes to humanity. And we thought it was interesting enough, along with a TikTok that I found, to talk about.
Yes. And,
well, one of the things, another, like, I remember, I'm going back and just kind of jogging my memory. We should have watched the TikTok pre-recording to jog our memories, but that was on us. But anyway, but I know another bullet point that guides really don't like, which I think is probably, this one's probably going to trigger people. Guides really don't like it when humans drink alcohol, which I think is actually really interesting.
That is super interesting. And I don't know. Like, I've got mixed sentiments on the alcohol thing because, like, depending on your perspective, alcohol can be destructive and damaging, but it can also open you up, you know? Like, I've seen alcohol open people up to
liquid courage.
Yes.
Us millennials, liquid courage.
And that can be valuable sometimes. Like, you know what I mean? Like, especially if you need to have, like, a hard conversation and you're just like, oh, I need something to get me there. Like, so, you know, I've got mixed sentiments about alcohol, but I get where they're coming from because, you know, it is true that alcohol can really affect you energetically and lowers your vibration and makes you a little bit more vulnerable.
No, it does lower your vibration, and that's what they have against it. Like, I didn't even know. I saw another woman, totally different woman. She is a spiritualist, and she was channeling about alcohol, and like she was even saying, like, even kombucha, which is like 0.02% of alcohol, or it's some ridiculously low number of alcohol. They're like, you kombucha lovers, you should even stay away from that. And I was like, okay, this is going to like an extreme because I love kombucha. Same. So I was just like, this is not like, I'm sorry, boundaries. Okay.
Right. No, don't come for my kombucha. You're not coming for my kombucha. Sorry. So.
Right.
Right. But it's still super interesting that, you know, alcohol's an issue for them. But, like, I get it. I get it. It's not going to stop me, but I get it. Like, I love my wine. My red wine, oh, no. Don't come for my red wine and don't come for my kombucha.
Exactly. Like, right. Just don't do it. But, you know, I will say it does. It actually does lower your vibration and it does make you susceptible to the negative energy out there. And unfortunately, there's a lot of that going around right now.
You know, my twin soul actually has mentioned that when he drinks, that he's opens up enough that he can hear into the other side. And also apparently the entities will become, I don't know if they become bold or if he just is more in tuned to what they're doing. He has the gift of, what is it called? Clairvoyance. So he can connect to the dead. And he says that when he drinks that they become so loud, they're distractive, they're noisy. He sees them more frequently. And I'm just like, wow. So what do you do about that? And his whole thing is just like, oh, I just ignore it. Like, it's whatever. I'm just like, oh, okay.
Oh, there could be so much valuable information in there. And he's just like, yeah, I just ignore it throughout my day.
Yeah.
No big deal. That's,
yeah. So yeah, no, there is definitely truth to that whole thing with the vibration and the alcohol. I think actually that's why they call it spirits, because of the way it makes you susceptible to that realm. Okay. I read that somewhere like a couple years ago, okay. That's why they call it spirits.
Okay, this is actually going to be a topic. We need to talk about coding and how codes are codes and symbols are all over the place. Like, I saw this really fascinating TikTok recently about how, like, COVID-19 was just a code. It's like a poorly written code that has been coded into the programming of the Matrix, which own separate topic, different rabbit hole, but codes are all around us. And so Tiara mentioning spirits used for, as an alcoholic term.
Yeah.
It's another code.
Absolutely.
Coding.
Definitely. So I remember thinking of reading that and just being like, holy, that makes so much sense. So, yeah.
Absolutely. Coding is everywhere. If like, I'm not a numerologist, okay? So I can't really speak knowledgeably about this, but like, I mean, it's everywhere. It's in numerology. Like, it's like, I didn't realize that people could take a word and break it down. Like C. Like C is the third letter. And it's like, if you understand numerology, then you understand like how people use C, because three is a very significant number in spirituality. How even our English words are coded based on, you know, which letter of the alphabet, like what number, like, you know, C is the number three, A is the number one. And I'm just like, it's all around us. So I definitely want to explore that more.
Okay. No, we can definitely come back to that because, yeah, language is math. Everything comes down to math at its root.
Everything.
Yeah. Yep. It's crazy and so incredible. But anyway, so we like to take like, you know, rabbit hole discussions when we're having a discussion about another topic. We just do that. But an interesting thing about spirit guides, I wanted to share that, you know, Allie was talking about how, because we can channel, that it's a little different for us when it comes to interacting with the guides and related to our guides. And even if you do not have the gift of channel, you can still connect with your guides and they will try to find ways to connect with you, whether that's just downloads. Angel numbers is huge. Yeah. Intuitive hints that you might get, like seeing symbols in real life, feathers, flowers, bugs, bees. I know for me, one of my guides would come through as a bee. I think I had an entire experience a couple of years ago with a bunch of bees just coming into my office. And I didn't know why. And I was just like, I have never seen bees over here in this area. Like, this is the first time I've ever seen a bee, so many. And it ended up being like a warning or something like that I determined later. But like just little things like that that the guides will use to try to get your attention or to point you in a specific direction is also worth noting. So I don't want people feeling like because they can't channel that they can't connect with their guides. They certainly can. It's just a matter of, are you listening? Because I know that that's an issue for them too. Like, are they listening?
And I would say that a huge phenomenon that's been picking up, and like I've seen the sentiment more and more, guides are actually contacting you and trying to reach you through social media. Like they are actually infiltrating your technology. I cannot tell you how many times because we all know that our phones are personal spyware. Okay. We all know that. I think everyone knows that by now, but this technology is getting so advanced that people are saying, no, if you're thinking it, it will show up on your FYP.
Oh, yes. That's happened to me.
And absolutely. Like, I could just be thinking about something and then I'll see a TikTok on it. And I'm just like, WTF. Like, what?
Right.
But I have also been noticing that I'm not thinking about anything, but I'll see a really relevant TikTok. And because I can channel, I'm just like, okay, guys, what is this? And they're like, something you needed to know. And I'm like, oh, okay. So they will even pay attention. Like when you're scrolling, because I know the world scrolls, when you're scrolling, pay attention and just see like what information is coming through, because some of that could actually be from a guide.
Oh, that's incredible. And I full-heartedly agree that I have seen some things come across my TikTok, like profound things that shifted the trajectory of my entire journey that I've seen on TikTok, like stuff I had no idea. And somehow they were able to get it to me in a TikTok. And I was just like, whoa, buddy. So that's happened to me too. And it's incredible the lengths that they'll go to and the things that they can do to reach you. So absolutely. That's another avenue.
Yeah. Super fascinating.
So like, fascinating.
Like the things that guides will actually do to like get the message. But no, I mean, everyone knows of angel numbers. They're annoying. Tiara and I don't like them. They're just really annoying. for me, particularly, even if I extract the message, I still see them. And she's like, well, it's another message. And I was like, yeah, I'm tired. I don't know. Like, just leave me alone.
There is a girl on TikTok who is so funny when it comes to the angel numbers. Like, she has these conversations with the universe. So she does skits where it's like, one side is the universe and it's her. Oh. And the other side is her and it's her. And there was one where she was like, oh my God, universe, like, I don't know what you're trying to say to me. I don't know what to do. Can you give me a hint or something? And the universe was like, 444. And then she stands there and she's like, I don't, what am I supposed to do with that? And then the universe is like, okay, 1111. And then she was like, I'm sorry, this isn't working for me. Like, that's literally what it feels like. It's literally just like that. But you can extract the message. And we've determined that that's possible if you use certain forms of divination, which is an art form in itself. But it is possible to extract the message if you really want to.
Yeah. But like, and so, yeah, just because you don't have the gift of channel, trust me, they will get that message to you, like most likely through your phone, because everyone is addicted to their phones. And it's like, you can't even walk the street anymore without seeing someone have their phone in their hand. It's like glued. It's like permanently glued to their hands.
Oh yeah. 2025. That's it.
Right. And so, you know, it's like they've had to get crafty, and they will communicate through your FYP or your Instagram or whatever you're scrolling on.
You know what else is really interesting? Now, I don't know that I've really had this experience. I'm sure I have, but I can't right now think of anything. I'm sure if I think long enough, I will. There have been people who have talked about having interactions with people who were guides. Like, maybe they got information or they got a warning from someone, like a physical person that the guide was working through or communicating through or channeling through. Like, I've heard stories of that happening to people a couple times. And it's so interesting. One that really jarred me, I don't know if jarred is the right word, but it struck me, was a story of someone who said that they went into a bathroom and received a warning about their car. Like, something was wrong with their car and that they needed to like stop or like get it taken care of or something like that. And so this individual ends up like going to get their car taken care of or looked at or something. And there was like some critical error that would have caused the car to like blow up or something like that, that they received from a person. And this individual was like, no, this was a guide or a guardian angel. I don't know how, I don't know why, but I got this warning from a physical person and it changed my life. Like, it saved my life. Like, I've heard of people having experiences like that. I can't consciously think of something like that for me, but I'm sure there's something back there that's happened where I've had an interaction with someone who was a guide in physical form, or maybe they were channeling for a guide. I don't know. It's just, I know that that's a thing that some people have said they've experienced.
I can't tell you how many times I have experienced that.
Wow.
I cannot tell you how many times I've experienced that. Like, I can't tell you how many times. So when I was learning Spanish, I had a teacher at my school, and, you know, it's like I would have, I know I can remember one of these things specifically. He's a friend of mine now. But I had a very significant dream. I didn't talk about this dream really with anyone else except Tiara, because, you know. And I remember going to class one morning, and, you know, it's like he is this teacher. He is, you know, he's spiritual and he's curious about spirituality, and he just looked at me like in the morning, like we'd always recap our day in Spanish, and he would just look at me and be like, so did you have any dreams last night? And I'm like, huh, that's interesting. In fact, I did. why are you asking me about that? And I remember like calling Tiara, and I was just like, so he asked me about my dreams. And she was like, I think it was a guide using him as like a conduit to communicate with you. And I was just like, okay, this is interesting. I'm not completely opposed to it. I'm not closing it out, but like, WTF.
Right. Like,
what?
I know. It's crazy.
And he did it to me a few times. a few times. And I was like, can you just stop doing that, please? Because, like, what?
Wow. Yeah, I remember that story.
Do you remember that?
I remember yes. that story, yeah. And I was just like, man, what the f-? And I said, I think I said what I said because I had heard of that being a thing with other people. And I was just like, well,
yes.
It was a guy that was communicating through him, using him as a vessel. I don't know what they do. But, like, it was, maybe that's what it was. Like, you know, who knows?
Yeah, yeah. And I was like, okay, this has got to stop. Like, I remember I stayed one time after class and I was like, listen, if you have that, like, pull me aside. Like, let's not do this in front of the entire class.
Yeah.
Like, but, see, like, what is this?
Right.
Yeah.
And that's another thing. Like, you mentioned a dream and I know guides do come through in dreams because I had that happen one
yes.
time.
Oh, God, yes.
Yeah, and it was a very, like, profound message, too, at the time. And it's one that I kept and remembered. And it was a guy that was telling me about, like, all the energy and the stress and the angst that I was carrying, that it needed an outlet. And in the dream, I was on a pair of rollerblades. And I was skating through a university campus at nighttime. And when I say this was, like, the most fun, like, it was so fun. And I was like, this is great. Like, I'm going to go, like, jump that hill over there. And I actually ended up buying a pair of blades after that because I was like, I want to see if there's any truth to this outlet thing. I wasn't very good at it. But I did end up getting quads, which are, like, the four wheels, not the inline. And doing that and going to the rink and using that as an outlet because of that dream. So, like, yeah, they can reach out to you in your dreams, too. And that can actually be very profound.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. I would actually say that the dreams is probably the easiest way for them to reach you, especially if you're a lucid dreamer, particularly if you're a lucid dreamer.
Yeah.
Like, people will, they will come in and, like, you'll be sitting at a coffee shop and you'll be having full on conversations with them. I know that has happened. I am a lucid dreamer. So, like, for me, like, that's, like, so much communication happens at night. Like, to the point where it's, like, I wake up in the morning and I'm like, did I even get any real sleep? I don't think I did. I just feel like I'm just consciously awake 24/7, even in the dream world. Because when you lucid dream, that, like, it feels so real.
Mm.
And so it's, like, well, what's real and what's not at this point, you know? But in my... As I have developed the skill and have gotten more comfortable with lucid dreaming, I think it's all real.
Hmm.
I just think that, well, it's like, because I think that the theory goes when we're sleeping, you know, our soul or our spirits leave the body at night and go back to, you know, home or our original form in the ether, because our bodies are just a vessel. Like, right. It's, you know what I'm saying? It's just, this is a human vessel that helps function on this 3D planet that's called Earth. Mm. But, you know, it's just a vessel. And so, like, you know, it's like the theory goes at night, the soul leaves the body, returns to its original state of being. And so if you're lucid dreaming that, like, that's why they say, like, oh, it's just the aster and the ether planes are just so real because it's our original form.
Mm. Yeah. And you've actually mentioned that a couple of times, having these interesting interactions in your dream. And I'm just like, oh my God, like real life, but you're sleeping.
Right.
And I'm not a lucid dreamer. I'm not really a dreamer at all. And I noticed that, like, the more stressed out I am or overwhelmed, the less likely I am to dream. I'm sure there's a correlation there. But when I do dream, some of them are quite impactful. I have had a couple lucid dreams. I actually had one the other night that I told her about. And I was just like, Allie, I don't know what to make of this. Like, I just need to talk to somebody. But yeah, I mean, on occasion I will, but, like, not to the degree that she does. Like, she's like a astral projector. Like, you're an astral projector.
No, I honestly don't think I'm an astral projector. I really don't think I am. I don't know, really know. I don't know what the terms are. I have just kind of accepted I am who I am. And, you know, if I find the terms that come along with it, then I'm open to it. But I don't try to put myself in boxes by defining the spiritual gifts that I have. It's just, you know, I'm a lucid dreamer. I can dream. And that's all I know.
That's fair. I do want to chat for a minute about this interesting topic that I have stumbled upon a couple times on Reddit about individuals saying that they have demons on their team. Now, I don't know how common this is. I don't know the full truth of it. I can say that I have had an experience with this because I was pretty sure there was one on my team. And it's so funny because, like, I kind of knew the story behind it and why he was there. And the way I understand it is sometimes if your soul has either been cursed or sacrificed, or you've stumbled into destructive patterns that you're working to get away from, that energy can manifest as demonic and influence you. And sometimes it will seem like they're on your team, or at least in this case, the entity told me he was on my team. So I know who the entity was, and it is an entity others are familiar with. And our dynamic is very toxic because I'm pretty sure I hate him. And I made that known while he was one of my guides. So we would have this dynamic where he would say something and I would just be like, why the f*** should I listen to you? What are you doing here? Why are you even talking to me? Shouldn't you be like somewhere with virgins and virgins or something? And it was just like just the most toxic dynamic ever. But just through my experience, I know that that's a thing. So,
okay. I have something I want to, and you want to know what's interesting about this is that I actually do believe it's a thing too. Now, obviously we have no proof, you guys, like we're not making those claims, but it's interesting how pop culture depicts that. Cause you know, like, especially like if it's a supernatural show, there's always be a little angel giving like light advice. And then there'll be like the devil being like, you know, you might want to be a little promiscuous. It's okay. Like lean into that promiscuous side. And so it's like, you got the angel and you got the devil on each shoulder and they're trying to influence you. That's the reason why, because truth does get it exposed in TV shows, in movies, and so even in pop culture, they show the little angel and the little devil.
Well, it makes sense, right? Like if you like, as I think a lot of us do have those demons, mental demons, emotional demons.
Absolutely.
Like, we all have that to some degree, and I'm of the belief that those energies can manifest as beings. And so it makes sense that if you're struggling with demons, you might be getting influenced by these entities who appear to be on your team, right? Like, you know, so it's just, that's kind of my theory behind it. But I think there's a lot of truth to that. And it's not something to like necessarily scare you guys or be jarred about. It's just like what we've been talking about on all these other episodes is you just work to overcome your demons, right? Like that's all you got to do.
Your inner demons. Yeah, they're just all inner demons and they manifest. I mean, on the TV show, it manifests as like good versus evil, or, you know, like good influence, bad influence. It basically is showcasing the duality that exists within inside of us. Right. And it's like, are we going to lean into the pure lighter side of ourselves, or are we going to lean into, you know, the darker side of ourselves?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's exactly. I think that's a great way of putting it. And I think at the end of the day that that's more or less what it is, right? So just a little tidbit I wanted to share because I've seen some chatter about that where people were just like, is it possible to have a demon on your spirit team? And I was just like, okay, I don't know that it's like a possible for a demon to be an official member of your spirit team, but they certainly do have influence over you and can, whether they are on your team or not, right? So, you know, that's just kind of like how I perceive the whole thing.
Oh, absolutely. I think that people should be aware that, you know, the universe is always, I think the moral of the story of this episode is that the universe is always trying to communicate with us. Mm. Always. Whether that's through numerology, whether that's through technology, whether that's through dreams, whether that's through your spiritual gifts, whether that's through signs, whether that's through animals who randomly show up at your door, whether that's through, it could be literally anything, bugs, plants. You know, I know it's really interesting. I saw a TikTok of a spiritualist who was like, pay attention to the bugs that are in your home, the insects that are in your homes, like just pay attention because that's how the universe is trying to communicate with you. And I saw this maybe 3 or 4 days ago and I was just like, I keep a very clean house. So for me, I was just like, I don't see bugs. I don't like bugs are not welcome in my home. So this is irrelevant to me. Long behold, like 2 days ago, I come home after running some errands and there is, for the first time ever in my life, I see a little brown baby lizard in my house. And I'm just like, WTF, like what? I've never seen a lizard in my house ever, mm-hmm. ever. And I remember that TikTok from 4 days ago and I was just like, all right, time to Google spiritual meaning of little brown lizards.
Right.
And I'm like messaging Tiara and I'm just like, coincidence? I think not. Like what?
Right. And I'm just like, oh, I see those all the time. Like you just sweep them out or like kick them out the room. Like it's not that big of a deal.
But it's just like I said, I've lived in my apartment now for almost 7 years and I've never seen one of these things. And I'm just like, coincidence? I think not. So it's just constantly like the universe is always trying to communicate with you. Guides are trying to reach you and they will get creative. So pay attention to your surroundings, like pay attention to what's going on because they're everywhere.
You know, and it's interesting because, you know, you spoke of the animals and I think that like the whole concept of an animal guide is a thing.
Oh, like, it absolutely is. No. I've met people who that's just like, you know, like who bond with these animals in a very specific way. And like, I've heard like spiritualists say like they're either a guide or they're your spirit animal or they're a familial that's there to help you through really tough times. And I actually had an animal, a cat, who I bonded with. This cat, I took care of her. She was abandoned and, you know, she ended up on my doorstep and I bonded with her. She lived for 16, 17 years and no joke, I swear to God, like I was just like, I don't know where I would be without this cat.
Yeah.
I went through some of my darkest years with this cat and it's like the bond I had with this cat like kept me going. And this is a real phenomenon. I know people who was just like, no, it's like the animal saved me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. That's a total thing. And to the degree also that like the whole totem, like I know that the entity, the demon on my team had a totem and I knew exactly what that totem was. And every time I saw it.
What was the totem? I forgot. What's the totem?
The crow. Like the black bird.
Oh, yeah, right, right. Okay, yeah. Right! The fucking black crow showed up at my house. Tiara was visiting me. Okay, I'm so sorry. But Tiara came and visited me. This was her first time ever in Colombia. And she came and visited me. And they're like, we were like hanging out in my living room.
We were channeling.
And a freaking crow showed up.
Yeah.
And I was like, why is this crow outside of my window, Tiara?
Yeah.
And she was just like, oh, that's for me. And I was like, can you please elaborate?
Yeah. So we were channeling and I think the entity ended up coming through once we saw that totem. But yeah, some guides, entities, beings will have totems and you will see the animal that's their symbol of their presence. And so sometimes when I would see that thing, I would recognize that he was either trying to get to me or communicate to me or had something he wanted to say to me or was in my presence or something like that. And then usually I'd get mad. So yeah, I told you it was toxic. But
okay,
yeah,
it is toxic, but I will tell you, as toxic as it is, I will say the darker entities are really entertaining.
Oh my God, they're so entertaining.
They're
this
so
one in particular
funny.
Is
so funny.
Yeah, and I'm just like, well,
I have never laughed so hard by some of his one-liners.
Yeah, the guy's just, my God, I don't really know what to make of him. But yeah, he's funny. And I was like, well, at least you got that trait going for yourself because the rest of you can fall off. But yeah, that's a whole thing. Totems, animal totems. associated with guys, beans, that's also a thing. Mm-hmm.
So I'm just saying, like, anyone who feels really alone right now or looking for a direction or looking for a sign, they're all around us.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So what did we cover? We covered angel signs, symbols, dreams. Animals, channeling, technology. Oh my gosh. Yeah. All of that. Downloads, intuition, intuitive leanings, intuitive hints. All of that could potentially be a spirit guide.
Yeah. And it's just like, and this is like why, you know, Tara and I are spiritualists, because it's just, it goes beyond our physical conscious awareness of everyday life. And, you know, it's like the world is so much bigger than our 5% of our brain or 10% of our brain or 20%. I don't know. It always changes. The number always changes. I was like, every time I Google it, it's changed from like, I think the first time I ever heard it was like, humans only use 10% of their brain. And I'm just like, well, what about the other 90%? Like, where is the other 90% of our brain being used?
Right. What's it doing?
And so it's just like, when you tap into beyond the 10% or whatever percentage it is in 2025, I don't know. But whenever we tap into that, it's just like there's so much beyond what we physically see with our own two eyes and our conscious awareness. And, you know, it's just, if you just start paying attention to your surroundings, like, you'll start to expand and you'll start to realize, like, I'm not alone, and they are always trying to communicate with me in some way, shape, form, or another. Mm-hmm. And it's wild.
It's so absolutely wild.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had a guide who would leave me the same thing, like, almost every day, not every day, but like a couple times a week, I would see a feather, and the feather would always be like right directly in my walking path. And every time I saw it, I would be like, oh, that's that guide. Acknowledged. Thank you. I don't know what your message is, but I saw your feather. Thank you. So yeah, keep an eye out, you guys. You never know the message you might receive.
Absolutely. So yeah, I hope this like makes you excited to like, you know, kind of expand out of, you know, your, I mean, I don't want to sound disrespectful because I do it too. I mean, beyond our phone screens, you know, it's like, open your eyes beyond your phone screens and just start paying a little bit of attention of like, what's going on in your surroundings. They're everywhere. They're in your home. They're on clocks. They're even in your phone. You know what I'm saying? It's just like, they are trying to say like, you know, like, snap out of it. Like, go do something with your life. Like, we only get one life. You know, it's like, you got to make every life count. And I get it. It's not, the world's not pretty right now, but it's like, we now more than ever, it's like, we need to stand up, come together and stand up for our rights. And, you know, like, not let the powers that be like control us, you know, it's like that's the message right now. It's like, if you really want to escape, or if you really like want things to change and be different, well, it's like, we all have to do our part.
Mm-hmm. Agreed. 100%. So I hope this was helpful. This was a really fun discussion, the whole spirit guides concept. I hope it was helpful to you guys. We might return back to this topic as we continue to learn more, because we tend to do that sometimes. We'll go into a topic, learn more, and come back to it sometimes. So if you guys have any thoughts or ideas or want to know more, please do reach out to us. Our new website is now live at www.goddessvibrationpodcast.com. Before it was Goddess Vibration Studio, it is now Goddess Vibration Podcast. Just wanted to let you guys know. So plug that in. All our contact information is on there. And also a breakdown of all our most recent episodes is on there too. So you guys got any thoughts or ideas, please do reach out. We are open ears.
Yes, absolutely. And yeah, I mean, if you guys have any questions, and you know, it's like, there are spiritual teachers out there who can help you connect to your guides if you actually want to physically talk to them. And, you know, it's just, there are ways, if you guys want to physically communicate, just seek out a channeler or seek out someone who specifically works with guides or someone who works in the Akashic Records or someone who works with soul integration. There are ways to get information. And so, you know, if you guys have any peak interest, then yeah, I mean, just do a Google search, you know, reach out to anyone on TikTok that's promoting themselves. It's just, there are ways. And, you know, I feel like I meet a lot of people that are just like, well, I don't have those gifts, so I can't. And I'm just like, no, actually you can. It's just, you have to get creative or you need to seek help from someone who can, you know, it's like, that's why we awaken. That's why our spiritual gifts kick in, because everyone has spiritual gifts, right? It's like, you actually don't know your true potential because your spiritual gifts are dormant. And so it's like, if you want to awaken those, then, you know, you have to put in the work.
I will say also, when it comes to finding someone who can connect to your guides, there are some Reiki practitioners who have that ability. Mm-hmm. You just got to vet them a little bit. But I have stumbled upon several who in their work can, at least intuitively, receive messages from the spiritual guidance team. And in my opinion, I think that that's a really important part of doing Reiki, is to be able to do something like that for the clients. So that's a thing as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, tons of ways. So I hope like this was helpful for you guys to kind of learn like how to see beyond our physical world. And, you know, if you guys have any interest, then definitely reach out to us. And if not, like, reach out to someone that resonates with you. It doesn't have to be us. Just reach out to someone that resonates deeply with you if you are curious. And I know the more people who are awakening who want something better than what's going on right now, you know, I know people are exploring different avenues. So, you know, this is kind of why, you know, us spiritualists fight the good fight.
We do fight the good fight. And my, what a fight it is.
So we just want to thank you guys so much for tuning in. And I hope everyone has a fantastic week.
Yes. Thanks so much, you guys. Talk soon.